This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The comparative degree, you know how it works? Good, better, best. We are at our best when we are together here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, you, me, celebrating the fabulous things that go on. And some of them are not so fabulous, but it's all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, Jennifer?
That's right, Jennifer. Yes, sir. It's right here. Just a delayed response because I was so excited to have you ask me that question. Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Sorry. You caught me having a side conversation
with her cat.
Totally. All right. El Chapo in the focus. Now, I don't know if you've been following this, but the trial rages on in New York City. And Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Loera's mistress, Lucero Guadalupe Sanchez Lopez, has testified against her boyfriend, saying that she thought they were in a relationship. She thought that he was like the guy. And reportedly, she has flipped on him now, openly admitting that she moved drugs for her ex and for the Sinaloa cartel. She is actually a former legislator in Mexico, which just shows you how deep the corruption runs. Yep. Yeah. And she was described in a Brooklyn courtroom on Thursday how she came into a relationship with El Chapo and how she came to be arrested for running drugs on his behalf. According to the New York Daily News, she was arrested in San Diego back in 2017, and police suspected she was a drug smuggler and money launderer. She pleaded guilty in October of 2018, and now she's facing 10 years to life in prison. And she's only 29 years old. She testified on Thursday that she and El Chapo had a complicated relationship. And keep in mind, she is doing this while El Chapo's wife is sitting in the audience in the courtroom. She said, quote, "Until today, I'm still confused because I thought in our relationship we were romantically involved as partners. I was trying always to keep him happy. I was confused over my feelings for him. Sometimes I loved him and sometimes I didn't." So obviously a complicated relationship with this guy who obviously manipulated everyone around him to do all of these things for him. That's how he became so successful. He himself is facing a life sentence for drug trafficking charges, and he denies the allegations against him. His defense team claims he really wasn't in charge of the operation. El Chapo, is accused of smuggling cocaine, heroin, and a whole lot more into the United States. And this comes after a week of pretty shocking testimony where it was revealed by a former associate of El Chapo, who has also flipped on him, that he himself delivered $100 million to the former president of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, as hush money, essentially, as 2 weeks before, or 2 months before, Peña Nieto actually went into office in Mexico. So,
has he commented yet? Has he made
a statement? He denies it. But okay, it's really hard to hide. I guess, according to reports, he actually asked for $250 million. They came to terms at $100 million, and he says, oh, no, none of that exists. But I think it's kind of hard to hide $100 million. Although I've never had the opportunity to try.
You wonder what future anybody, if this guy is as he seems to be, whether you're in jail or not, unless they've completely isolated him, he's completely locked in a room or in a tank or somewhere underground where he can't have access to anybody.
No, he's awesome underground. They put him underground.
That's his favorite place, actually. Yeah. Get out of that.
He's a mole person. But I know I know where you're going, Doug. Yeah. This is very... I can't believe that this girl, the 29-year-old, I can't believe that she went into a courtroom and testified against him. That seems very dangerous.
Yeah,
to flip
sure
on him and right to his face. He's got
connections
everywhere. Well,
especially because she's in jail right now, and you can't tell me that he doesn't have a whole lot of people in the prison system who would want to take care of her.
Exactly.
Now, the good news is she, I think, must be out in California somewhere, but maybe she's in federal, prison on the East Coast. I'm not sure.
Well, it's not a great place to be. It's it just that's a stupid statement. Why did I even say that? The corruption that exists in the world today. What's it? Everybody's dream. Everybody focuses on the money because that's what makes the world go round instead of love. Those people who are cynical say it's money that makes the world go round, and maybe it is. The governor of Florida done something kind of interesting, and this is sort of people equate marijuana with drugs, drug business, et cetera, et cetera. That's how Guzman got started by muling marijuana over the border. Now marijuana is legal. In many states, smoking medical marijuana is legal, and more states are going to make recreational marijuana. As a matter of fact, there's a bill that not many people are talking about before the House that I'm guessing in the next year will be passed, which will give the whole focus on marijuana back to the states. It'll become a states' rights thing. If you want to have marijuana in your state, okay, the feds are not going to get involved. And you'll be able to transport it around to any state that it's legal. So the new governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has said he wants to end the ban that state has on medical marijuana. He announced that he's asking the state legislature to repeal the part of Florida's medical marijuana law that prohibits smokable versions of the plant. So
that's
what
so
they
strange because most states only have smokable versions and they don't have edibles.
Candy
Florida must have said that we don't want anything smoked, but you can eat it. It's very odd.
It is. So anyway, there was a lawsuit filed against the state last year claiming the exclusion was unconstitutional. Former Governor Scott appealed the decision, and he is DeSantis a Democrat or a Republican? I don't remember.
He's a Republican.
He is, okay. So Scott, he ran for the Senate, right?
Right.
And he won?
Yeah, he did. This was the big story after the election was recounts
in
Florida
the closeness
for both
of
the governor's race.
Governor's
race and for the Senate race. So Rick Scott is a Republican in the Senate, former governor, and then Rick DeSantis took Rick Scott's position as governor. He's a Republican and beat out Andrew Gillum.
I'm going to bet that they're going to, in the next couple of months, the governor and the state legislature will change so that you will be able to smoke medical marijuana. It's just that's the way it's going. So why fight it? What are you going to do? All those resources that have been used over the years to fight this, how nonsensical it really is to be fighting this sort of thing?
I'm convinced wholeheartedly that the tobacco industry is behind every
bit of lobbying against it. Tobacco, the drug companies, the liquor companies.
They stuck on their own stuff that's, you know, going
to
kill you.
Yeah. Right, exactly. It's all about money. Back to the money. It's the money. Show me the money! 15 after the hour here in the DJV program.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY. Do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter fabric softener? Oh, the lemony fresh kind. And French vanilla non-dairy creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
When I had my brother take me places, it was always like, we have to get there early so I can smoke a cigarette before we go inside. I'm in pain. I'm a little sister.
We always have to stop for cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch, another one on the way home, before dinner, after dinner. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day.
I didn't realize it was that much.
I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick. I honestly feel like I remember recently you asking me, like, did you want to smoke before we go in? And I was like, no, I don't need to.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So how many people are suffering, if that's the right word, with this snowstorm that's blown across the country this past week? There are people who have been trying to enjoy it, going skiing, they go out sledding, tobogganing, people building a snowman. So here's the story of a snowman that was built in Petersburg, Kentucky, this past week. apparently, somebody was, there was a little, the fun quotient here. The kids built the snowman in the yard of Corey Lutz down in, where is this in Kentucky? No, Mississippi, sorry. No, this was in Kentucky. These people are from Mississippi. And people were looking at this huge snowman. And so they thought, oh, snowball fights, we're having a little fun the winter. So anyway, they built this. These are adults, by the way. These are not children. And they built the snowman around a tree stump. And so the people in the neighborhood looking at it, kind of fun. Apparently, there was at least one person who didn't like the snowman. And so he drove into the yard and smashed, smashed into the snowman. But unfortunately for him,
karma.
The snowman was built on a tree trunk.
Wow.
You reap what you sow.
Exactly.
The snowman is still standing, and the front of the guy's truck is destroyed. So anyway, crime does not pay. I guess maybe that's the lesson here. Silly people are so silly about stuff like that. Why would you? What is there possibly about a snowman that people would be annoyed at?
I think he was just drunk and wanted to drive through it. It's like when people swerve off the road to drive through a pile of leaves. It's the same, I guess.
Right, what's underneath it?
Right? Yeah. Or they want to pop bubble. Or people who pop bubble wrap. Like, it's the same thing, I think.
Speaking of crashes and stuff, I wonder how's Prince Philip doing? He was in a car crash the other day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. This, for those of you who don't remember, he's Queen Elizabeth's husband. He was not hurt in the accident. It was near one of the family's estates, but
Did you see the pictures from this?
Yeah,
he was driving.
Yeah, it looked like an intense accident.
Yeah. His Range Rover flipped over with him in it. He's 97.
I know. Yeah. Well, he's...
Yeah.
Thank God, obviously, been through a lot before.
Buckled up, yeah.
He was conscious, shocked, shaken. Eyewitnesses helped him get out of the vehicle. Two women in the other car that he crashed into were treated at the hospital for minor injuries. A breathalyzer test was performed on him.
All of them, I think. Yeah, both drivers.
Yeah. How does the Prince of Wales have to
He puts his breathalyzer in his mouth like everybody else, Doug.
Yeah. Yep. But he was driving. I thought that was interesting, too. Yeah. All right, 21 half the hour here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
One of the most fabulous. This voice, if there's a second tier right under Aretha, this is the lady who belongs at the top of that list. Gladys Knight, who is now in the music news because she's agreed to sing the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, at this year's Super Bowl. She's won 7 Grammys. She said she's proud to use her voice to unite and represent our country down in her hometown of Atlanta. She's 74 years old, as she and her group inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 96 because of songs like this, Midnight Train to Georgia. There's another song that I love. That's what friends are for. She's done a great job.
But Midnight Train is so iconic. And
sure,
I watch a lot of singing competition shows, and I'm sorry, no one should ever attempt to sing this song because it's Gladys' song, and no one can even come close to her and how well
as
they sing.
As a matter of fact, she should be in the halftime show, not just in the national.
I would prefer that.
This halftime show, I'm really concerned about
just
it. I like Maroon 5, but I don't. Big Boy, and who else?
Adam
is
Levine
be
is a likable guy. But
you just need something else with Adam Levine. Yeah, it would have been great to do him with Blake Shelton, but it's the wrong network.
Yeah.
Yep, there it is. Okay, so that's the story for those of you wondering about the Super Bowl, which is, what, 3 weeks away? How far away are we from the Super Bowl?
Two weeks.
2 weeks, okay. So good for Gladys Knight. 6 past the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I now enjoying some of the music of Madonna, because there's a new documentary about her early days before she became the queen of pop. Pretty unknown. She was practicing her craft in New York City, part of an 80s pop group called The Breakfast Club. So this new docudrama called Madonna and The Breakfast Club will follow the life of her before she became famous or became the legend. The film starts with Madonna during her early days as a drummer. She played the guitar, played the piano, was actually songwriter for the early Breakfast Club. She formed the group in 79 with Dan Gilroy, whom she had been dating at the time. As the film progresses, she gets more involved with the band's music, begins to develop her own identity as well, sort of schooled, well-experienced, good-experienced artist. The docudrama will be split between reenacted scenes from her time with the band, alongside recent interviews with Gilroy, his brother Ed, and the other bandmate Gary Burke, all that scattered through the film. The director says, "We filmed in the same locations Madonna once walked and performed in." What is this, like Jesus? What is this?
We breathe the
good
same
God.
Air.
Huh? My
hey,
God.
Look, there are some rabbit. You have to, I mean, I'm not a huge Madonna fan, but there are people who are, like, counting down the days until this movie gets released.
Really?
And the
March
girl
12th,
who plays,
right?
Yeah, the girl who plays young Madonna, it's, you do a double take. She, I've never seen anyone look more like Madonna than the girl.
Doesn't her
hired.
Daughter look a lot like her, Lourdes?
This girl looks more like Madonna than Lourdes does. It's
really?
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's unreal.
Yeah. Well, anyway, those of you who are, as Victoria said, are big Madonna fans, you'll enjoy this when it comes out on March the 12th. Is it? It's going to be video on demand. It's not going to be in theaters or anything, right?
No, I think it's just going to be across some digital streaming platforms. So probably Amazon.
Why wouldn't they
Netflix.
Have it more widely released if they have that much? Of a
I don't know
base.
That it would do that well in theaters. I think
really?
That
I'd actually probably go see it. That'd be interesting to see her.
I used to really love Madonna as a kid. Yeah. I liked her old stuff, but she just lost me over the last several years.
Very interesting character. Well, she takes herself too seriously now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's way, way over the top when it comes to being onto you. It's ego is something to be dealt with, I guess. Sometimes people do well with it, and sometimes they don't. 28 after the hour here on the DJB Show.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose and L works when you have a cold sore. Works.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government shutdown talks remain stalled after the president suggested a solution and the Democrats refused it. The president wants full money for his border wall in exchange for a temporary stop to some immigration enforcement. Vice President Pence was helping push the deal on CBS's Face the Nation.
We believe it provides a framework for ending this impasse, securing our border, and reopening government.
Pence showed they wanted to cooperate.
We recognize the legislative process is a process of give and take. The Democrats want to bring amendments or recommendations forward. I know the president will give them due consideration.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says,
"We have three words to the president.
open the government.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's planning to bring up legislation this week to reopen the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Another half hour of conversation. DJ V time is 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my pals Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, your pals as well. So let's pal around with Victoria for a little while, find out how she can move us to the next level.
Well, I've got some bad news for coffee drinkers. New research is showing that 60% of coffee species around the world might go extinct soon. And this is coming from the Royal Botanic Gardens in the UK. The researchers there have been studying the effects of climate change and deforestation and droughts, along with plant diseases. And they've been specifically focused on the future of coffee. And they say that it doesn't look great because coffee plants grow in very specific natural habitats. So rising planet temperatures, increased rainfall that's brought by climate change can actually make coffee impossible to grow in places where they once thrived as these plants. So they say that human encroachment and deforestation is probably the biggest effect. And we just talked, you know, earlier this week about the Amazon cutting down more of the trees in Brazil. Yeah. And so it's essentially a lot of Brazilian coffee that's, if you think about it, like it's grown in the shade in the rainforest. And if there's no shade, then the coffee can't grow. And so, and also high altitude coffee. Coffee has very different species, and some coffee grows in desert climates. And
it's like wine.
I think it's probably a little
soil.
More. Jen would know. I think it probably is a little more varied than wine, I would think, right? There's probably more. There's a larger spectrum of climate.
I would imagine
coffee,
so.
Yeah,
because
that coffee
there's so many different
in.
Kinds. Yeah, I would imagine that's probably true. I don't know, though, for sure.
Yeah, the researchers say that some coffee species can be extinct in as little as 10 years, and that it's not really going to get any better. So that means the price of coffee goes way up, and they say that the taste will get worse, because if it's not being grown in its natural habitat...
Not good.
No, that you're going to find that coffee doesn't really taste as good as it once did.
All right, sort of continuing
Thanks
on.
Thanks for bumming me out.
Sorry.
Vain. This week, last week, we're always talking about the focus on climate change and what really is going on. And so there's usually a negative spin on, for example, I think the conversation we had, Victoria, was about how much of the rainforest has been gutted in the past 10, 12 years. But you'll be interested to know that in the last couple of years, some of the big oil and gas companies have started to get into new businesses which would be considered positive. For example, Royal Dutch Shell, which is second only to Exxon Mobil in terms of the size, the sheer size of the company, has been spending a couple of billion bucks a year in the last few years on ventures that have nothing to do with oil and gas. As a matter of fact, they're into biofuels that are made from sugar cane. They've got a huge company, a huge plant in Brazil. They have built a project in India that makes biofuels from all the waste products in India. In India, if you've ever been to India or heard about it, India is one of the dirtiest, most horrible places on the planet. Once you get out of Delhi isn't even a fabulous place, but the rivers are loaded with sewerage. It's amazing that they have the kind of population. I mean, the population lives as long as it does. But anyway, the point here is that they have taken all of this garbage and they've made it into a valuable commodity that will generate electricity. And so far, their efforts have generated for them in these various countries almost $2 trillion in sales. That is people buying energy that is not from fossil fuel. And I think I think they ought to be acknowledged for that, frankly. They've started a hydrogen fuel business in Germany. They have all these hydrogen filling stations. You know, that's what the buses and cars of the future. You go to Los Angeles, the buses are all powered by hydrogen, all gas. I mean, gas, not liquid gasoline.
Right. Alternative.
But alternative fuels. And so they're all over Europe. They're doing things. They are building a huge solar park in the Netherlands with 50,000 solar panels, providing renewable energy to run the plants that they have. They have a large chemical plant in this area, and so they're using solar to power it. And there's a lot of excess, so that's going into the local, instead of, but again, back to burning fossil fuels or not. So I thought, you know, we're so eager, and I am, because I can't stand the way these big companies are run. Maybe there's a difference between an American company, I hope that's not the case, and a European-based company. But they have a national renewable energy laboratory, which the information that they have, they're sharing with the U.S. with other companies, so that, you know, it isn't all... You realize how expensive it is to do research? You know, the drug
Yes.
companies are always saying, this is why it costs so much to have drugs, because it costs us so much to do the research to develop
Yeah.
the drugs. Okay, so you can make that argument. The same thing is true in energy. It's true in most any field, I think, isn't it? I mean, look at the way new products have been developed, designed for buildings. And maybe the wall even though it's a sore subject with some people, the technology, the what they're using to build the wall, a lot of different products that are new. You know, it's a very interesting new airplanes. The new airplanes, the same size plane weighs 25 to 30% less than the plane that, for example, a 757. They first started building those in the early 1970s. The comparable plane today, Airbus 321 and the 737-800, about the same size, they weigh about 25 to 30% less because of the new way, the composite material they use to put the skins on the planes and what they use. You know, if you look at the old 757, I don't get too much in the weeds here, but this is a good example. 757s have 8 wheels in the back under the fuselage, under the wings. When they land, there are 8 wheels on the ground. The new 321s, 4. So that shows you how much lighter those planes are. Now, the only thing that suffers, it's good because it's a lot of fuel economy and stuff, but when you're in a plane that's light and you go through weather, not fun.
You rock around.
Yeah, you get bounced around a lot more in a lighter plane. But other than that, it's kind of good. I mean, we see less of that. Because as much as people talk about what the impact is of automobiles and industry and that sort of thing, the biggest single contributor to the change in the atmosphere are airplanes. Because they're closer, and the gases don't have a chance to dissipate. On the ground, a lot of the stuff that's created by cars, trucks, buses, boats, whatever, it dissipates into the atmosphere. But when you're at 35 or 40,000 feet, that's 7 miles up, it's much closer to the area where the weather is made and all of the things that affect the atmosphere, so it has much more of an impact. So that's one of the reasons that people have been trying to, I think Elon Musk, he's trying to develop a nuclear-powered plane or something, wasn't he? Some kind of a... I don't know how comfortable I'd be riding in a plane that was powered by nuclear engines, but... Why would it be any different than a nuclear-powered submarine or a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier? Both the same thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Same technology.
Right, exactly. All right, it's 44 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV radio program.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose-N-L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose-N-L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose-N-L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it, because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app, and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. France launching an emergency contingency plan to deal with the effects of the no deal, i.e. Brexit. Prime Minister Philippe, is that how you pronounce his name? Eduardo Philippe says the nearly $57 million plan is in preparation for a possible hard Brexit. No deal Brexit. So what is this? I mean, we know it'll be chaotic for travelers who are moving around through the European Union and then trying to go to England. I still think this is going to get... So I think they're going to have to figure it out. They have to straighten this out. It's suicidal. And as much as I understand, we all understand the problems that created the movement to exit the European Union, they didn't look at, and that happens a lot, you know, some of these things that are emotional, they don't look at all sides of it. It's not, they're in a bad place. Bad, bad place.
Well, it felt very knee-jerk. You know, the idea at first sounds great, and everybody voted on it, and then they did a public vote after that, and which didn't really matter, but the public survey after that was a lot of people had already changed their minds, and I think now even more people have said, okay, maybe this isn't the greatest deal for us.
Yeah. I was talking about planes.
Immigration is to people.
It is a problem. Planes a few minutes ago. Remember the crash of that Lion Air 737 in October?
Yeah.
They've recovered the cockpit voice recorder, finally, from the plane. Not too far from the crash site, as a matter of fact. It was in the sea. The cockpit voice recorder, one of two recorders on the plane. The second device was found back in November, but authorities are hopeful that this new box will help them determine what happened, because nobody's figured out what happened. It's unclear. I said to, when I made my reservation yesterday, my next trip to Los Angeles, I said to the lady at the American office that I didn't want to be on a 737 MAX. And she said it, she sort of chuckled. I've been hearing that from everybody. American bought, what did they bought? 100 of these things. And they cram like another 20 people into the same size plane. So you have no room to do anything, including going to the bathroom. These planes are a disaster.
Are these the planes that have no TV screens or anything, too?
Yep, nothing.
Ugh, I was on one of them.
Bare bones, nothing.
Yeah, coming back from L.A. to New York, I was on one of those. Luckily, I had my iPad, but oh, my gosh, I've never seen so many angry people expecting to have TV screens, and there's literally nothing.
And half the time, the Go-Go or whatever the Wi-Fi is doesn't work.
Oh, it's terrible.
So, I mean, what do these people think they're doing? At some point in time...
Why are they even doing it?
Yeah, the flight attendant said to me the other day is, how much do they need? How much do they have to extract from the passengers? And I think that's a very good question. We all have to ask ourselves that. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Attention to what you're driving. Hopefully you're driving better than Prince Philip. Nick Miles is here. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. So why in the world, this is just maybe because of the sound of your voice, I might ask you this, not that you know any more than anybody else, but people give you credibility because of your accent. The Prince is 97. He's driving a Range Rover. What the hell is the Prince doing driving a Range Rover, driving anything at 97? You can't tell me that the Queen and her husband don't have drivers. What in the world? What do you make of all that?
Well, my dad's 76, and it petrifies me every time he gets in a car. So, Prince Philip, I would have thought it might be his driving days may be over. But I guess when you're the prince, you do what you want. That just seems what it is.
It could be.
No idea. It's scary.
It is kind of. All right. The government shutdown is affecting the automobile business, interestingly enough. The spin here is on recalls. If you don't have the government to do recalls, then you do them yourself, apparently, right?
That's exactly what Hyundai and Kia have done. These guys who are furloughed include the guys who sit there and go, wait a second, this doesn't look right. There's too many accidents involving this sort of component, and they do all the research into that. Well, they're not doing it right now, which means that companies are sort of self-policing themselves. So Hyundai and Kia, it's nice that they've stepped up and said they will self-police themselves on recalling 168,000 vehicles which have a fuel pipe problem. The funny side of this story is, or the weird, the strange, whichever way you want to look at it, Doug, is the fact that this is a recall that they already recalled, and they didn't get right the first time. So it's a do-over. It's a mulligan, as we might say in golf.
Yeah, give them a mulligan. All right. Speaking of mulligans, FOMO Co. is going to put electric engines, or whatever they call them, in the F-150 battery-powered trucks. What do you think of that?
What do we know about this story? It's one of those strange stories, right? I mean, when we say electric engines, do we think of the Leaf, and then the F-150 doesn't make a good marriage, right? So no. Maybe they know something that we don't. I need to see a truck that does 400-plus miles, that can still tow considerable amounts, you know, weight, these sort of things. And right now, I don't know an electric engine that more torque, which means the vehicle is much more powerful from a standstill point of view. The other advantage is, of course, if you're working with a truck and you're spending a lot of time building houses and hauling gravel and that sort of thing, you want to cut down on your costs, because it becomes expensive to drive one of these trucks fully laden from the supply yard to the wherever you're working every day. So it does make some sort of sense, but I like their incentive. I like their idea of being groundbreaking. Not sure it makes much sense in my head.
All right, I'm scratching my head at the moment about these four Audi managers that are in courtroom because of the emissions case. Audi and Volkswagen, the same company. Why didn't they get them all when they did the Volkswagen thing? Why this now?
Well, I think that investigation is far from done. We hit all the big guys at the top. And they're sort of working their way down to find out all the guys that actually did all the cheating at the bottom. So these guys at this point, they were asked where they were, where these four different Audi employees who have now been charged as part of the Dieselgate scandal, they're engineers, and it's presumed they're in Germany. But they're not in the United States, and the company won't tell the press, at least, where they are. But these are the guys that seem to be, they seem to be the ones that actually were doing plenty of the shenanigans with the cheating on the diesel results. So they have been charged under violation of the Clean Air Act, which it makes me giggle just talking about it.
Yes, that is just ridiculous. All right, Chevrolet has a commercial claiming they're better than Ford, Honda, and Toyota, and apparently Ford, Honda, and Toyota have said not so fast there, Chevrolet, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you've seen the ads with the guy that stands in this large showroom and says, "But there's more," and there another door opens. They had this one saying Chevys were better than Ford, Toyota, and Honda. And Ford, Toyota, and Honda didn't like it very much, so they decided to get a lawyer involved. And strangely enough, General Motors' ad is no longer running. General Motors said, "We've decided to go in a different direction." Which,
it's a coincidence.
You know,
that's all.
On the sidelines.
Just a coincidence.
Exactly.
Our autoexpert.com, 1 million people every day get their car info from Nick Miles. Check out his website, ourautoexpert.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.